to remember those we care about so much in our prayers, those who may be suffering, who have known loss or facing fear or uncertainty in their lives. Not as often do we acknowledge our health or our wealth, but we are a blessed people. We have access to adequate food and shelter, clothing, work, education, transportation, health care, as do most of our friends and neighbors. But so many of your children in the world do not, and they are our brothers and sisters too. So help us see what responsibilities we have to care for others and to see that their basic needs are met as well. And then deliver us, O great liberator, from our consumer identity. Show us how to stop the madness of this American drive toward ever excessive consumption. May we take seriously the responsibility that there are things we can do to make a healthier difference in our lives and the lives of our neighbors through our spending habits, our diets, our priorities, our schedules, and our investments of time and wealth. Teach us to live in spite of fears, not ignoring them, but rather seeking to live in faith, hope, and love. And whenever we do fear a particular situation, face a tough question or decision, then may we pray along with our Quaker neighbors and friends, turn to the light. For as we turn to the light, we turn to the heart of our faith, which is love. We especially remember today our family, our friends, our neighbors who are hurting and ill, recovering from surgery, in therapy, dealing with change or loss, those seeking answers to their deepest life issues, and those who are dying. May they sense your divine presence and the love and concern of our hearts and minds. And then together, in the name of the Christ, we pray the Lord's Prayer, the version from the Gospel of Luke.